good morning. Gerald Olter in the house. He's the autistic director. When I said autistic,
I said artistic, not autistic.
Well, I'm from Iowa. I say artistic.
Well, in Boston, they would say autistic.
Autistic,
you
know,
put the car in the garage. Autistic director.
Cod potty.
All right. Moonlight Musical's got a season coming up. Now, you guys just came off this huge collaboration with LSO. Of course, Laura was in the show.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Oh, Laura, you were fantastic.
Les Mis.
It was so much fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Look, you know what, Tom? When you're so close to a job, you don't realize really what's going on. You're so focused on what you're doing. But what we accomplished with that and the comments that I've heard since, I go shopping at Market Street over there at 50th and Indiana. And complete strangers come up to me and they say, Mr. Dolter, I just have to tell you how wonderful it was that you did that show. We went
wonderful.
To see it.
Wonderful.
Complete strangers.
I think what they were saying was not that you put the show on, that you did the show.
I know.
Because, I mean, let me tell you something.
You were fabulous.
Okay, now who's Mr. Phantom of the Opera? What's his name?
David Gashin.
Oh, David Gashin, yeah. Not that, it was slipping my mind there. Not that David didn't do a good job. And you guys are like totally different talents.
Yeah.
Totally different styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing is I mean, like, you know, I mean, in your own right, David Gashin ain't got nothing on you.
Oh, Tom, I appreciate that. But it's like you
no,
say.
Listen, here's the thing. My wife leaned over to me during the performance and she goes, is this guy local?
See,
it was like his car broke down back in 1983, and here we are.
No, see, a lot of people around here don't realize that before I got to Lubbock, I was an opera singer in Europe for six and a half years.
Yeah. That's right.
I won the Met auditions, and the kind of opera I did was more like musical theater opera. I mean, it was crossover. There was no – the critic in Bremen used to tell me that – he said, you guys in the opera house are better actors than the people in the playhouse. You know?
Yeah.
It's a whole – it's what Wagner called a Gesamtkunstwerk. It's a long word for a total theater experience.
Yeah.
And that's what I tried to bring. And I knew that there – I wanted the opportunity to bring the kind of antagonist to the table that David could play off of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that elevated David's performance too. You know, it's the first time he's done the show. He's fantastic. What a talent. But it's, you know, when you've got another singer and another actor that's, that can bring the best out of him and motivate him, he was just out of sight.
Yeah.
I don't have the words to describe how
you
I
know,
feel
the
about
thing
him.
Of-
right up there too in talent was Ann Nichols.
Oh yeah,
she's fabulous.
Yes, she is.
She is so talented. Lovely voice. She's the one, she played Eponine, and was a favorite, a crowd favorite. You know,
yeah.
It so many talented people.
No, no
we have
kidding.
A lot of talent right here.
We really do, Tom. This place is special, and I've lived a lot of places and bigger places than Lubbock, and there is all kinds of talent in this town. I don't know what it is. I don't know why we're so blessed. They say it's the water. Maybe it's so cold today and it's going to warm up to 40, 50 degrees later today. Maybe it's that. I don't know. But the
well,
people around here are
so
talented.
Many people, you know, like you, you teach at Tech and then you share what you know with just people like me.
Well,
you know, I just do theater for fun. It's a hobby. And it gives me a chance to grow and learn more. And so, I mean, we just have great resources here.
Yeah, we share with each other. You know, the thing about working at Tech is loaded with faculty that are like me. I mean, they're educated. They've been a lot of different cities. They've done a lot of different kind of professional positions. But they all come here because they want a good living situation.
Mm-hmm.
They want to raise their kids here. They want a good, stable place to work, place that they know isn't going to be fly-by-night. They're always going to be here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason we've stayed. We've been here. This is our 20th year going on living here. I've lived here longer than I've lived any other place in my whole life, including my hometown.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult here if you're into musical theater or dance or, you know, singing because we're in Lubbock.
Well, up until recent days.
Yeah.
So people have been
building
this up. So
it's really
good
to have. Yeah, it's really good to have people who are willing to come here and teach and share what they know and have learned through their own experiences with those of us who are in Lubbock because it's hard.
It's hard.
When you live here to get.
It is. But it's a good situation all around.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the shows in the amphitheater in the summertime, that's where we wouldn't have been able to do Les Mis if we hadn't have been able to train people in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about that very much because a lot of folks thought, well, you know, the amphitheater is going to be the end all. Well, it isn't really. I'd love to do more of these shows, and I have more of them planned. I might be able to make an announcement here in maybe about a month or so about the next big one we're going to do downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But currently, the season that we do have on tap and that we do have planned right now for Moonlight Musicals includes
Oliver with all those little boys, and Yvonne Rotz is going to be the director and choreographer. And I'm going to be around him. I'll be with her on that, but she doesn't need any help. She's
so good at what she does.
She's fantastic. And of course she did the choreography on the big stage numbers for Les Mis. And I thought she brought so much to the show along with her, with Bill Gilbert.
You're talking about the all the boys and Oliver.
Yeah.
Man, that little kid that was in Les Mis, he was good.
Yeah. His Jaron Robinson is his name. Jaron Robinson. And his dad is a manager for Market Street.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there you are. And his dad's talented too. I got my eye on him. He's going places.
He is. He's very talented.
Secondly, we're doing South Pacific. You're going to have a whole bunch of buff guys on stage, and any of the ladies that are in it, I'm telling them already, you got to be able to wear a two-piece or a one-piece bathing suit on stage.
Well, that knocks me out.
There are going to be a lot of pretty people
in
that show.
Don't you have any
old lady parts? Already stabled the Speedo for a lifetime.
And we're going to take people back to 1940s in the South Pacific, back in the early 40s, because that takes place during World War II, during the later stages of World War II. And then for the third show, I haven't decided on it yet, but I can tell you the two finalists for the shows. We're either going to do... let me think now here, Meet Me in St. Louis, which is a really beautiful show. People might not remember that because they just don't see it very often, but that's another show that Judy Garland made famous.
Right.
And secondly, we might end up doing The Wizard of Oz. We've wanted to do it for a long time. We have the rights. We can do it. And
well, it might be Judy Garland month at the theater.
It just might be. And
maybe you could do them both.
Maybe. I'd like to twist Laura's arm a little bit here, see if maybe she might be available for one or more of them. See, it's got, when you're on the radio in the morning, it's hard to get up and do rehearsals at night.
But trust me, when she gets out of there at 11 o'clock at night, man, she's crawling down the hall.
You know, one of my dream roles is the Wicked Witch of the West.
Typecast
again, yep. Hey, either play an old lady, a drunk, or a witch. Yeah.
Well, that kind of sums it up there, Gerald. thanks for coming in this morning, man.
Thank you.
Hey, let us know as soon as you make a decision on that. We can...
We didn't talk about auditions.
Oh, yeah, one of the auditions coming up. Sorry.
Friday, January 24th. It says on the website 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. No, it's 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then Saturday, January the 25th, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m.
What do people need to be prepared with?
Just come with 16 bars of music, and if you say I've never done anything like this, just sing Happy Birthday for me. We'll give you a starting pitch. You can sing Happy Birthday all by yourself. You'd be amazed at who we put on stage that started that way.
Really?
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for being here.